The Māori Party's two MPs turned heads literally yesterday when they walked out in the first session of the new parliament. Co-leader Rawiri Waititi raised a point of order in Te Reo Māori when seeking to participate in a debate, but was overruled by the Speaker of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Kei te motiri te Pāti Māori, kia riro i a mātou, te kaumāri ma miniti, ki ngā kai arahi o te Pāti Māori i roto i tēnei wahanga whakautu kōrau.
Order. Order.
Now, it prompted Waititi and co-leader Debbie Narewapaka to leave the chamber in a dramatic start to the Māori Party's return to the halls of power. We're joined now by Parliament Speaker Trevor Mallard. Good morning, Mr. Mallard.
Kia ora.
Okay, can you just explain what is going on here? What were the rules that prevented the Māori Party from having a chance to speak in response to the government's agenda laid out in the speech from the throne?
No rules whatsoever. I had them scheduled to speak at 4:30 after David Seymour.
So why are they suggesting that they were being muzzled and weren't able to talk?
Well, that's something for them to answer, probably because they're not very well informed by their chief of staff, and possibly because they wanted to have two speeches, which, as you're aware, Karen, you don't get on the address and reply. They were originally scheduled to speak next Thursday. I made some special arrangements for them to speak yesterday, and they said they'd only accept those special arrangements if they got to speak twice. And that doesn't happen. Lots of precedents for maiden speeches early, like every person who leads the address and reply only has one speech. David Seymour, when he was a party leader and a maiden speaker, he got his 15 minutes after the other party leaders. I think the Māori Party seem to think that they are a specified party, a party with six or more members, which gets some extra speaking time for the leaders. But obviously they need to about quadruple their votes to get into that category.
Okay, so this is something you sound pretty steadfast on. These are the rules and that's it, and they just didn't meet them.
Well, yes, and what you can also hear is a certain frustration coming from me because some of us spent sort of hours replying to emails, explaining to people what the situation was. I didn't help my relationship with the Leader of the House in that I changed the schedule to have the ability for the Māori Party to speak yesterday, and then we had that performance in the House. We know we have a lot of drama in the House, and you know there's a certain amount of acting, but I think yesterday's performance was
let me just pick you up on that, because one of the concerns was that you didn't allow Mr. Waititi to make his point of order. You shut him down before it was translated.
Well, you heard that he went on for some time. I don't have to wait for the translations. It was, I've obviously been around the House for a long time. I know what it is when...
Well, how did you know what the point of order, or whether it was a point of order?
Can you let me finish, Corin? The first point was that he interrupted Judith Collins when she had the call, and he attempted to move a motion. You cannot move a motion in the Parliament by way of point of order in the middle of someone else's speech or while someone else has the call. It's against the rules. And the fact that I heard him moving the motion, I didn't need a translation for that. I've been there since the time Coro Wethery used to move motions in Māori. He used to self-translate, but he used to move them. I know when someone's moving a motion, and it was absolutely clear to me.
Could you not have shown a little bit of first day discretion here to allow him to, work with him a little bit on this point?
I actually did. He took a point of order at the beginning. I warned him at that point that it was that I could not see that there was a possible point of order, and he, insisted that he had one. He started. He clearly didn't. When it became clear he didn't, I treated him like every other member. And imagine the chaos if every time someone was having a speech, it was interrupted by out-of-order points of order. It's just, it's attempting to move motions that you can't move. From my point of view, there's a very clear set of rules that were very carefully explained to the Maori Party, and they chose to ignore them.
Okay, so coming back to the original issue, is it time to have another look at the standing orders around this particular debate, in that the issue was, you seem to be saying that they were offered 15 minutes each and they potentially wanted more, and I'll get more on that in a minute from the co-leaders. Is it time to look at that for these minor parties? When you get these cases where the two MPs, the two leaders coming in, are new, so it would have breached their maiden speech rights.
What do you mean, breached their maiden speech?
Well, aren't we being told?
That would have been their maiden speech. They would have had it right up the front. It would have been...
Well, that's the point, though, isn't it, Mr. Speaker?
Sorry?
Isn't that the point? That couldn't you find a way around this so that they didn't... Because the maiden speech is a set-piece, important, landmark speech, which is different. They don't want to waste yesterday, did they?
Why you say that about Arena Williams or Ibrahim Omar or David Seymour when he made those? They made their speeches in prime time, and the Maori Party were offered. And as I say, I got in... I had a relationship, a bit of a relationship problem with the office of the Leader of the House, because I said that it was my decision about when they were called. I shifted people who were scheduled to speak so that the Maori Party could have the prime time with other leaders, like other leaders, show them a lot of respect, and they turned it down.
So just to be clear, do you feel that they were grandstanding?
Yes.
Trevor Mallard, thank you very much. That is the Speaker of Parliament.